Here's Aloisi for a place in the World Cup.
For us.
He scored! Australia have got it!
Come on!
John Aloisi, the Confederations Cup hero, has done it in the biggest game of all.
Come on, Australia!
Very simple 1-2 with Fred. And this is where Melbourne are dangerous. Allsop running at pace. Fred on the outside. Fred in. Archie Thompson! Sensational goal!
Yes, folks, welcome to Radio Carrum. And of course, this is our new football show on Radio Carrum called Goal. And I'd like to welcome our panel of experts to for our Goal show. Can I get you to introduce yourselves to our panel of experts? Lucas.
Hello. You might notice me from the footy show.
Yeah, and I'm Jack. I was in the footy frenzy show too.
I'm Kobe.
And I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Steve.
We've got our panel of experts here today, and we thought today on the show we might look at last weekend's round one of the A League, and then we'll tackle round two and perhaps look at the ladder as well too. So first up, we've got Jack looking at what happened last week on Friday night.
Yeah, the Melbourne Heart versus the Melbourne Victory.
What happened, Jack?
Derby. A late first half goal from Dylan McAllister earned Melbourne Heart a 2-1 win over Melbourne Victory in front of a record Derby crowd of 42,000 fans in the season opener at Etihad Stadium, which the record crowd's pretty good. For Melbourne Heart, David Williams scored a 14th minute and goal, and Dylan McAllister scored in the 45th minute. For Melbourne Victory, Marco Rojas scored their goal in the 24th minute.
Now, Steve, I'm sure you went to the match, mate. How was it?
This was a very interesting match to watch. I must admit I found it very scrappy. Very, very good crowd, I guess. 42,000 for the first week was amazing to sit in with. Very good atmosphere.
That's almost full house Etihad Stadium, isn't it?
I think that's why they played at Etihad.
Yeah, a big crowd there. Yeah.
I think Etihad holds about 52,000.
Oh, okay.
So
wow.
It looked pretty full. The game was played in two different styles. I thought John Aloisi, who's the new coach of Melbourne Heart, won the tactical battle here, Marcus. Ange Postecoglou has a very specific way of playing, and I think John Aloisi came out with a style of pressing and giving Melbourne Victory no time on the ball, and that's what won them the game in the end, I thought.
Excellent. That's okay. And because I noticed Ange wasn't happy with his team. He was quite almost ropeable after the game about how they performed and expects completely different performance this weekend.
He did come out in the media and criticise pretty much every player. I think his words were along the lines of he was pleased with absolutely nothing.
Oh, right across the chops. Okay, next game is Wellington Phoenix versus Sydney. Caitlin, what was the result there?
Wellington Phoenix made sure Alessandro Del Piero's first A-League match ended in disappointment with the 2-0 win over Sydney last Saturday. In front of a crowd of 12,000 in Westpac, Phoenix players Steen High C Gems and teenager Lewis Fenton found themselves on a score sheet as the Phoenix dominated. All the talk in Australia has centred on the arrival of Del Piero, Heskey and Honor, allowing High C Gems, rising star Fenton and the Phoenix to fly under the radar. For Wellington Phoenix, High C Gems scored in the 43rd minute and Louise Fenton on the 75th minute.
Steve, how was that game, mate?
Must admit I didn't get to watch too much of this game, but this game was much anticipated by all those that follow the A-League with the introduction of Alessandro Del Piero into Australian football.
He's had lots of publicity. That's been a major talking point, hasn't it?
It has. Look, for those listeners that aren't 100% sure who Alessandro Del Piero was, I would say he's one of the largest or best-known footballers in Italy. Played 513 games for Juventus, Juventus being the largest football club in Italy, scoring 208 goals. So he's a superstar. Sydney FC actually managed to get a TV deal with a pay TV provider in Italy just to show their game so that the Italian supporters can still watch Del Piero play.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So he would have been disappointed with the result in his first game out. How did he play? But how did you see his game?
Looked a little rusty.
Yeah, I would imagine.
He said that he needed to get together with the team.
Yeah. But he only recently arrived. He hasn't had a chance to actually work out how the set plays work and so forth, I imagine.
I found that he's thinking one step ahead of the other players because of the quality of players he's been playing with and that his teammates at the moment aren't 100% sure the way he's going to play.
Yeah, that would make sense, wouldn't it? So early in the season for them. I imagine by the end of the season there'll be a completely different story, or they're hoping so anyway.
Look, I would think that by the end of the season he would be showing his quality. He really did show his quality in that game anyway. Mm. On the other side, I think he was upstaged by a couple of youngsters in Wellington Phoenix.
Yeah.
Louis Fenton's come from their newly created youth academy, and he really showed that he's got a big future with the goal. The goal was an absolutely brilliant header.
Excellent. Let's move on to our next game, Western Sydney Wanderers versus Central Coast. Lucas, how did you see that, mate?
It turned out 0-0. The Western Sydney Wanderers have begun life in the A-League with a well-earned point after playing at a 0-0 draw with the Central Coast at a rain-soaked Parramatta Stadium last Saturday night. The competition new boys may have only come together as a squad in the last few months, but they more than held their own against last season's minor premiers. In a game of few chances, it was the Mariners' goalkeeper, Matthew Ryan, who was forced into a couple of crucial saves to ensure the stalemate in front of more than 10,000 fans.
That was a good result, wasn't it, Steve, for them?
It was. It was an interesting game. The Wanderers, I think, are going to be a very, very hard team to score against. Tony Popovich, who is their coach, was a very, 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 very good defender in his day for the Socceroos and over in England as well. So his understanding of defence will bring the defence that they've got together and have them very well organised.
So it was a good result, wasn't it? 0-0?
It was. It was.
First up, well done.
It was I reckon it was a good game for their first game ever.
Absolutely.
I reckon they would have been really happy with the result.
Probably got a lot of confidence up.
Definitely, they'd be all set for this week, I would say.
Yeah.
Kobe, tell us about the next game, Perth Glory versus Brisbane Roar. What happened there?
A late Billy Mehmet header saw Perth Glory avenge last week's heartbreaking grand final defeat to the Brisbane Roar with 1-0 win on Sunday. Mehmet had only been on the field for a matter of minutes when he got on the end of a Scott Jamieson cross to head home the 89th minute winner in front of over 14,000 fans at Paterson Stadium.
What a good match that was, Steve. What do you reckon?
It was. It was another very interesting game with being the grand final replay, with Perth Glory feeling fairly, I guess, ripped off from the grand final with a penalty which they still think was not a penalty.
Yeah.
So they targeted Borussia a fair bit, who is the Roar's attacking player. So it was an interesting game.
Excellent. Good result for Perth Glory. Lucas, now we got your teammate, Newcastle Jets. What happened on the weekend?
They didn't do very well, that's what I know. Adelaide United spoilt the debut of Newcastle's star signing Emile Heskey with a strong 2-0 win over the Jets in their A-League opener at Hunter Stadium last Sunday, arvo. Dario Vidasic stunned the Newcastle crowd of nearly 15,000 when he snatched a goal in just the second minute of the match before the Jets worked their way back into the contest to create several chances in the first half. However, the Newcastle chances of a comeback were stopped early in the second half when they reduced to 10 men after goalkeeper Mark Birighetti was shown a red card for a handball outside the area. Adelaide sealed the points 15 minutes from full time when Irene Ramsey slotted home at the back post after a great piece of work from Vidasic.
for Adelaide United, Dario Vidicic scored in the second minute and Irene Ramsey scored in the 75th.
Yes, mate. Didn't bring the points home, but still, Adelaide United played very well, didn't they, Steve? They had a really good game.
They did. This was another one of those games where we had a brand new international signing in Emil Heskey. Again, for those listeners who don't know exactly who Emil Heskey is, he has played 62 games for England. He grew up playing for Leicester City, Liverpool, Birmingham, Wigan Athletic, Aston Villa and Newcastle, which he's just playing for now. So he's played for some very, very large clubs overseas. So he was another one of those big signings which will hopefully bring a lot more spectators into the grounds.
Definitely. We love that sort of people from outside coming in to join the A-League. Lucas, how did you come to support Newcastle Jets, mate?
My dad's from Newcastle, so I support a lot of Newcastle teams in the NRL as well. So
nice work, mate. Okay, well, it's good to know. So you're a Newcastle Jets fan who will be talking about all their games from now on for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
We love that, mate. Okay.
Just on another note that game... To talk on the other side, the referee in this game was the first Victorian referee to referee in the A-League for a couple of years in Sean Evans. So congratulations to him.
He did a good job.
He did do a good job.
Excellent. Okay, folks, we're moving right along now. We're going to preview. So that's round one, which we need to get out of the way because we didn't have a show last Friday. So we've got our – let's move on and preview round two coming up this weekend. Of course, we're starting tonight over in Adelaide at Hindmarsh Stadium. Jack, what's going on over there, mate?
Yeah, the Adelaide versus Highly New Wanderers kicks off at 7:30 tonight at Hindmarsh Stadium. We might be only one match into the season, but the signs are already looking great for Adelaide. The new players have been so impressed with Vidicic, looks to be back in the kind of form that saw him become a regular for the Socceroos. It is still too early to tell how competitive the Wanderers will be, but judging by their first encounter, they will be anything but easy beats.
I think that's probably true, Steve.
I think it will be. The game changer here will be Vidicic has been ruled out of the game for this week with a hamstring injury. Whoa. So that happened last night. It's an injury which he's been dealing with over the last few years. So he walked off the training park halfway through training and his coach, John Cosmina, is refusing to play him because he didn't finish training.
That's me.
Oh, well, if he's injured, he doesn't want to have him wrecked for the rest of the season, does he? He wants to hold him until he's obviously set to go. So who's going to win there, Steve?
Be a very close game. I still think Adelaide will win that game as they've been playing for a bit longer with the Asian Champions League games they played earlier in the month.
Yeah,
and experience.
And it's a home game as well too. Do you think the home ground advantage has any sway in this sort of a match?
I think it does with the spectators because of the way football spectators are. They are really the 12th man in football.
Yeah. Nice one. Okay, let's move on to the next match, Sydney versus Newcastle Jets. Lucas, tell us all about it, mate. What's going on there?
Two bottom teams. A record regular season crowd for Sydney is expected for this one with Italian star Alessandro Del Piero to make his home debut. With both sides slumping two disappointing opening round defeats, this clash has already taken on some added significance. A crowd in excess of 35,000 is expected and may just help the Sky Blues cause.
Yes, definitely. What do you reckon, Lucas? What's going to happen there?
They probably will have a bit of an advantage down at their home ground, Sydney, but I hope Jets get over, but I think Sydney will.
Okay, nice one. What do you reckon, Jack?
I think if the Jets can sort of overcome their loss, they can probably start to fire up, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. Steve? Steve, what do you reckon?
Look, hopefully we get the 35,000 into the stadium with two very large superstars from overseas playing in this game. I think it's a hard one to pick. It's already a must-win for both teams with a proven history in the A-League that fast starts win the A-League. So you'd hope both managers will hope that they actually get off to a really good start and win this game.
What do you reckon, girls? Who's going to win?
Maybe Sydney.
Okay, Sydney. What do you reckon?
Not sure.
Kobe?
Maybe Sydney.
So a couple of Sydneys there. People are sort of pretty confident Sydney may win. Wow. Lucas, sorry, mate. It may not be on a week again. Sorry. Let's move on to the next match, Brisbane Roar versus Melbourne Victory.
Jack. Yeah, Brisbane Victory at 7:45 on Saturday at Suncorp Stadium. These two sides were talked up as the title favourites before the season started, and if they have any ambitions of being champions, then they dare not lose this one. In the history of the A-League, no side that has lost the first two matches have gone on to win any silverware. That's a tough call, I reckon. Brisbane fans will never forget what post-day Koglu did for them, but he will be a public enemy for number one for 90 minutes, at least on Saturday night. If anyone should know the best to exploit the Roar's weakness, it is the new Victory boss.
Definitely. Steve, it'll be a big match, mate.
It will be a very big match. He will be number one enemy as well with the players. A few players from Brisbane Roar have come out overnight and said a few, what Ange says, is disrespectful comments through, especially with their German signing, and his name slips my mind straight away, coming out and saying that he wasn't the main brains behind the Brisbane Roar winning the last two premierships.
Whoa.
So there's some big words coming out there. I must admit, and it's hard to say as a Melbourne Victory supporter, I think Brisbane will get up in this game because Melbourne, I don't think, have 100% perfected the new style as yet.
Is one of the things where Melbourne Victory are going to see it as the season goes on? Is it like they're on a two-year plan? Do you think?
Look, I think that's where they'd be at.
Yeah.
When you look back at Ange Postecoglou starting at Brisbane Roar, they did start off slowly because it is a completely different game plan for Australian football, the way he plays.
Just quickly, is Harry Kewell still playing for Melbourne?
Yeah, no. Why did he leave?
Harry Kewell cut ties with Melbourne Victory halfway through the winter, citing family issues. His wife's mother is gravely ill with cancer in England, so they've moved back there to support her.
Okay, can we get a tip from everyone on that game there? Jack? Lucas?
Okay.
What do you reckon? Brisbane Roar versus Melbourne Victory, who's going to win?
I reckon Brisbane, because they're not fully ready for their coach's plan, I don't reckon.
I think Brisbane, because I think Brisbane really want to beat whatever that guy's name is,
Ange Postecoglou.
He left their team and they didn't like it, so they want to beat him.
Girls, what do you reckon?
Brisbane.
Kobe, what do you think? Brisbane or Melbourne Victory?
Melbourne Victory.
Good on you, Kobe. I'm going for the Melbourne Victory too. They can bring this one through. Okay, let's move on now to our next game. It's, which one is it? Over the board? It's, oh yes.
The Heart Phoenix.
Caitlin, you've got it. Heart
yes,
Phoenix.
I do.
What do we got on there? What's happening there?
Melbourne Heart versus Wellington Phoenix kicks off at 3 p.m. on Sunday at Amy Park. Both teams head to a full contest full of confidence on back of their round one victories against the fancied oppositions. Football Federation Australia rejected a request from Phoenix to postpone the game because of New Zealand's international schedule, leaving Herbert's men with a significant uphill battle.
That's it, yeah. It's been interesting. Melbourne Heart, they're playing really well. They're sort of continuing their good form from last year. I think it's they'll win that one. What do you reckon?
Yeah, look, I don't think you can go past Melbourne Heart in this game. With Wellington Phoenix missing five of their key players as well as their coach to international duties,
yeah,
I can't see Wellington finding any way of winning this game, to be honest.
Yeah. So Melbourne Heart, what's the tip, Lucas? What do you reckon? What's your tip?
Oh yeah, I'm going for Melbourne Heart. Isn't their coach going to be there?
The Wellington Phoenix coach.
They need their coach to give them more, like if they're doing enthusiasm at like half time and stuff, so they won't.
That's right. What do you reckon, Jack? What's your tip?
Yeah, I reckon the Heart, just because of international players playing for their team.
Okay, what do you reckon, Kobe?
Pretty simple.
Heart.
Because Melbourne Heart.
Okay, good on you. What do you reckon, Caitlin?
I probably think Melbourne Heart, because normally when I play soccer and you're losing, your coach probably gives you a kick up.
Yep.
And tell you that you're going well. So, yeah, Melbourne Heart.
Nice. What do you reckon, Steve?
Definitely the Heart there.
Yeah, I'm picking Heart as well too. Okay, it's unanimous. Let's go now to the final game of this round. Kobe, Central Mariners versus Perth Glory. What's going on there?
Both teams are expected to challenge for honours at the end of the season, and it is hard to separate them at this early stage. The Mariners have flown down under the radar since their prelim final loss to Perth, when many expected them to challenge Brisbane in last year's season decider.
Steve?
This one's probably the hardest to pick out of the whole weekend's games.
I think so too, yeah.
I could see Perth Glory coming out on top of this game, mainly because of their strength up front with Shane Smeltz being an absolute star. Actually, Shane Smeltz may not be playing when you think about it, because he's a New Zealander. Oh. So he actually might be on international duty. That might change the result there as well.
Okay, what do you reckon, Lucas? What's your call on that one there?
Just hearing that, I think Central Coast will probably get up if Smeltz isn't playing, because it's down at their home ground and because one of their key players, Perth.
Yeah, it's on Sunday at Blue Tongue Stadium at 5 o'clock, kicks off then. Jack, what's your call, mate?
I reckon the Mariners.
Yeah, okay.
Same, yeah, just because of the loss of, maybe the loss of Schmelz, so yeah.
But let's say he's playing, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon.
Still anyway?
I would pick Perth, actually, for their bad play against Wanderers.
If Schmelz is playing for Perth, I'll pick Perth, but if he's not, the Mariners, I reckon, will get on top.
Kobe, what's your call?
I think Perth.
No worries, what do you reckon, Caitlin?
Probably Perth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Steve?
I'm still going to stick with Perth.
Yeah, I actually think Central Coast Mariners are going to do it. I think they're going to win.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Ooh,
I got a funny feeling about them. Folks, let's move on now too. We've got the ladder here from round one, so let's go for the ladder. Lucas, do you want to read who's doing...
I'll do the bottom six.
Jack doing
six.
The...
Yeah, you do the bottom.
Give us the bottom six, mate.
Yeah, Newcastle Jets are on the bottom with 1 point. Sydney...
No points.
Yeah. No points for Sydney and Brisbane Roar and Melbourne either. So, Lucas, you can do the top six, I believe. Top five.
The Western Sydney Wanderers are fifth with 1 point after the draw. Perth are with 3 points with fourth. On fourth, third, Melbourne Heart with 3 points. Second, Adelaide United with three. And Wellington Phoenix with 3 points as well.
Thanks very much, you guys. I reckon this is our first show of Goal for the year, and we're going to bring Goal to you every Friday at 1:45 for previewing the round ahead, as well as having a look at what's happened this weekend as well too. Folks, had a good time on the show today?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yep.
No worries. Thanks very much, Steve, for your expert comment. Any things to add before we
finish? Before we finish, following the Melbourne Heart and Wellington Phoenix game this weekend is the Victorian Premier League Grand Final between Dandenong Thunder and Oakley Cannons. So if anyone's interested, get down there and support these guys. Both teams have never won Victorian Premier League before, so we'll have a brand new champion of Victoria. So get down there and support the local clubs as well.
Where's the game at?
At Amy Park.
Amy Park, nice one. Excellent. Oh, yeah. What time is it again on Sunday?
It's a 5:30 kickoff, so it's straight after the Melbourne Heart and Wellington Phoenix game.
People just hang around. Hmm. Yeah, nice one. Thanks very much, Steve, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Just a reminder, what's our usual story about Radio Karen? Where can you find it, boys?
Yes, on Instagram.
And follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
That's right. So Twitter, Facebook, Instagram are probably the best ways to keep up to date.
Instagram.
And also, this show will be podcast as well too, so you can download us tonight or tomorrow. You'll find us up there to download. But those Facebook, Twitter, Instagram are always a really good way to keep up to date with Radio Karen News. Don't forget, you were tuning in at radiokaram.org. Our show's Goal. Have a great week and enjoy yourself. Let's enjoy Goal, folks. Hey, we love the
Thank
soccer.
You.
Thanks, folks.
Bye.
Thanks,
bye.
The World Cup. He scores! Australia have got it!
Come on!
John Aloisi, the Confederations Cup hero, has done it in the biggest game of all.
Come on, Australia!
Very simple 1-2 with Fred. And this is where Melbourne are dangerous. Allsop running at pace. Fred on the outside. Fred in! Archie Thompson! Sensational goal for the victory!